आज की मुरली पर चर्चा करेंगे.
लेट्स डिस्कस ऑन टुडेज मुरली.
सबको याद होगा आज की मुरली का मुख्य.
यू मस्ट बी रिमेम्बरिंग द इम्पोर्टेंट पॉइंट्स ऑफ टुडेज मुरली.
सोल कॉन्शियस होना.
इट इज अबाउट सोल कॉन्शियसनेस.
बहुत ही अच्छी अच्छी बातें थी.
द पॉइंट्स वर सो ब्यूटीफुल. इफ यू बिकम सोल कॉन्शियस
तो योग बहुत अच्छा लगेगा.
फर्स्टली वी विल हैव गुड योगा.
बहुत रहेगी.
देयर विल बी इमेंस हैप्पीनेस.
धारणाएं भी बहुत सहज होंगी.
एंड इट विल बी इजी टू डू धारणा.
किया होगा आज.
यू मस्ट हैव प्रैक्टिस दिस. डिड यू रिमेम्बर दिस पॉइंट?
कि आज मैं 100 बार तो करूंगा.
In the morning, I had a thought, I will practice being soul conscious 100 times today. I was not able to do it for 100 times, but somewhere near it.
Shariri hona aur atma bhimani hona.
To become bodiless and to become soul consciousness. We feel both are the same.
लेकिन दोनों में जो कुछ अंतर है उस पे जरा ध्यान दें.
We will pay attention to the differences.
बाबा की मुरलियों में हम सब सुनते हैं.
In the मुरली, बाबा's मुरली, we listen.
अंत तक तुम आत्मभिमानी बन जाओगे.
While continuing to have yoga, towards the end you will become soul conscious.
आत्मभिमानी होते हैं. ऐसा दीदी नहीं.
Deities will be soul conscious. They won't have bodiless stage. They will be soul conscious stage.
का अर्थ है स्वयं को देह से न्यारा अनुभव करना.
To experience bodiless stage means to experience beyond this body.
मैं आत्मा ये देह अलग.
We will have a good feeling.
ये नहीं. Simple.
That I am a soul. I am not this body. I am separate from this body.
उसकी हम चर्चा करेंगे. भिन्न भिन्न रूप से जब हम ऐश्वरीपन का अभ्यास करते हैं.
When we practice being bodiless stage in different ways, then we will develop that interest.
तो
if we just think that I am a soul, it won't give a feeling of happiness to the mind. If we have interest, if we have that desire, then we can practice. So let us make this subject interesting. Let us discuss on soul conscious stage.
बनते जाते हैं.
We continue to become soul conscious.
कैसे सहज होंगी?
How can inculcation become easy by this? And how can yoga become easy?
सीधा सा
by this.
आत्मभिमानी होना माना.
To become soul conscious means
सातों गुणों का स्वरूप बनना.
To become the embodiment of all the 7 virtues of the soul.
जीवन में आ जाएं सातों गुण.
All the 7 virtues should be in our life.
वाले उनको बहुत अच्छा रहेगा. इस पे क्लास कराएंगे.
Those who conduct classes on these things, it will be very good for about if they have this topic. Soul is knowledgeful.
सब कुछ प्राप्त.
We have received all knowledge. But it has to become merged in our lives. Our life should become knowledgeful. Whatever knowledge that we listen in the Murli every day, that has to come in our practical life.
लाइट देती है, प्रकाश लेकर जाती है.
दिस नॉलेज गिव्स अस लाइट.
दूसरा आत्मा का गुण है आत्मा.
सेकेंड वर्च्यू ऑफ द सोल इज द सोल इज पीसफुल एज एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ पीस.
संपूर्ण शांति मेरे जीवन में आ गई है.
डू आई हैव कंप्लीट पीस इन अवर लाइफ? इज माई कॉन्शियस पीसफुल?
हर एक ज्ञानी ने अपने अपने अनुसार अपने चित्त को शांत अवश्य किया है.
ऑल द नॉलेजफुल सोल्स हैव मेड देयर कॉन्शियंस पीसफुल इन देयर ओन वे. बट
भाव आ जाए, हमारी शांति को कोई डिस्टर्ब न कर पाए.
नो वन शुड बी एबल टू डिस्टर्ब अवर पीस. अवर पीस शुड बिकम अवर पावर. Peace should become the garland of around our neck. An embodiment of peace, a soul who is embodiment of peace, should check all these things. What are the things that disturb our peace? If this happens, then it means that we are not completely soul conscious. If we have to be peaceful in winter and summer, we should be peaceful in insult and defamation.
बाबा के बहुत बच्चे हैं, रोज हम सबके अनुभव सुनते हैं.
We listen to experiences of many Baba's children. They have a big illness, but they are peaceful. They are not irritated. They are not upset, but they are peaceful.
स्वरूप स्थिति तीसरी आत्मा की स्थिति है.
थर्ड वर्च्यू ऑफ द सोल इज
सुख स्वरूप.
सोल इज एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस.
पूछेंगे अपने से,
आस्क विद इन योर सेल्फ,
हमने उस गहरे सुख का अनुभव बहुत किया है.
हैव वी एक्सपीरियंस दैट डीप हैप्पीनेस.
ब्राह्मण बनते ही सभी का जीवन सुखों से भरने लगता है.
As soon as we become Brahmins, our lives are filled with happiness. There is a major transformation in our lives.
दुख की दुनिया में दुखों से परे.
We have to be beyond happiness in the world of sorrow. We have to be beyond sorrow in the world of sorrow.
तो लास्ट ईयर में बाबा ने 108 दुखों की लिस्ट निकलवाई थी. हम सब
लास्ट ईयर टुवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ साकार बाबा
की लिस्ट बनाओ
एंड आस्क जस्ट टू प्रिपेयर अ लिस्ट ऑफ 108 रीजंस फॉर सोरो. आस्क विद इन योर सेल्फ, आर वी फ्री, हैव वी बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम सोरो.
दुखों से मुक्त रहेंगे.
If we are free from sorrow now, we will be free from sorrow for a long period of time in the future. If somebody insults me, then we do not experience sorrow. If we don't get anything, are we free from sorrow? When we are free from sorrow now, then we would be the bestower of happiness to others.
चेक करेंगे.
चेक विद इन योर सेल्फ.
चौथ आत्मा का गुण
दीज थिंग्स एंड द फोर्थ पॉइंट इज द सोल इज एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ लव.
मोटे रूप से चेक कर लें.
चेक बिगर ऑन अ लार्जर स्केल
के लिए हमारे मन में आत्मिक प्रेम और शुभ भावनाएं हैं.
डू आई हैव
कहीं नफरत ईर्ष्या द्वेष.
स्पिरिचुअल लव एंड गुड विशेस फॉर ऑल द सोल्स ऑन दिस अर्थ.
धर्म का है ये, इस धर्म.
डू आई हैव एनी बैड फीलिंग्स इफ दिस पर्सन बिलोंग्स टू अदर रिलीजन एंड आई बिलोंग टू अदर रिलीजन.
बहुत सुंदर स्थिति.
और दिस पर्सन बिलोंग्स टू दैट एंड ही इज लाइक दैट और शी इज लाइक दिस.
प्रेम हो जाए.
वी शुड हैव लव फॉर एवरी वन. During the initial days, we used to discuss these things. Baba became avyakt and we were waiting for the destruction. When will destruction happen?
Once
Baba said,
समझ लो विनाश का समय समीप.
When you don't have any bad feelings for anyone in the world, then you can understand destruction is near.
सोचे.
Check within yourself. Do I have love for each and everyone?
सब
to the people in my family, in my society. Pay attention to this thing. One thing in the Murli today, some people ask, how can I increase my love for Baba? When I have love for Baba, then yoga will be easy. To the extent we become soul conscious, to that extent love for Baba would increase. This is subtle. Even now, on this path of renunciation, they have been making efforts to become soul conscious. I'm not the body, I'm the soul. Many sannyasis and acharyas and the big gurus wrote about these things and they discussed about these things. But they couldn't understand from where they came and that this world is a play stage, drama stage. Next quality, I am an embodiment of purity. It is a very big subject. We continue to listen in Baba's Murli about these points. Just in 1 year, we can't inculcate complete purity. It is a long journey. Have we become victorious over all the five vices of Maya? Do you have a deep feeling that I am supremely pure soul?
Absolutely pure.
I am absolutely pure. I'm supremely pure. I'm worship worthy. The foundation for being worship worthy is purity. In yesterday's Murli, Baba spoke of fearlessness. We have to become fearless. Next point of the soul is power. I am an embodiment of power. The sinful activities of the soul will frighten the souls. This feeling has to increase that I am a master, almighty authority. Almighty authority is my companion and not weak. I, the soul, is eternal and immortal, so you can become free from the fear of death. Even in Bhagavad Gita it is written that the soul is eternal and the death is nothing but you are shedding one body and taking another body. When I experience these things deeply, then we will be free from the fear of death. If we become free from the death, fear of death, then all the other fears will be finished. And the next point is the soul is an embodiment of bliss. We should not be frightened about the insult or defamation or no fear of ghosts, no fear of darkness. And next virtue is bliss. Bliss is the ultimate stage of spirituality. Mind should be filled with ultimate bliss. If my mind is filled with ultimate bliss, then we have reached the top of spirituality. Bliss is a combination of happiness, joy,
khushi, sukh, ishwariya nasa,
and intoxicate godly intoxication and purity. When all these four things increase, the soul will experience supreme bliss. Check within yourself, do we have all these virtues in my life? We have to churn these points on these seven virtues also. Let us start with the experience. Instead of thinking that I am an embodiment of peace, accept deeply that I am peaceful. My consciousness is peaceful. I should take peace? No. Then we won't be able to feel the meaning. The soul is deeply happy. Take this virtue into the depth of your inner mind. I'm completely pure. I am very powerful. Experience this 5 times before you sleep. And then again tomorrow during Amrit Vela, experience each virtue 5 times. Baba, after meeting you, after attaining you, I have become completely happy, deeply happy, and all the black clouds of sorrow would just disperse. And every day when we wake up in the morning, first 10 minutes is the golden period of life. That is the time to create our fortune. 10 minutes just after we wake up, our subconscious mind is awake. Don't spend that time in brushing or washing or taking bath. I am very happy. I am very fortunate. And the star of fortune will shine. I am completely powerful and the power will increase. I am completely pure. I am supremely pure. I am the deity of purity. I am an angel of purity and purity will increase. When all these things would increase, then you will enjoy your yoga. We have to practice being soul conscious so that we can reach the stage of incorporeal stage. January is coming. I remember one thing of Brahma Baba during his last days in 1968. Baba's form was such that we were very young. Jagdish Bhai once said that it was as though that incorporeal Shiva Baba would always stay in Brahma Baba's body. When Baba became avyakt, Baba clarified this point. Children used to think that incorporeal Shiva Baba stayed in Brahma Baba's body constantly. We can't ride the horse always, the horse will become tired. Brahma Baba did so much of tapasya that he reached that incorporeal stage. And there was no difference between Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba.
यदि हम स्वयं को देह से न्यार
If we feel that we are beyond this body again and again, then our stage will become incorporeal. The double foreigners, brothers and sisters who have come here, we have 10 days to prepare for Baba's meeting. I will give you a small plan, then practice that for these 10 days. If we continue to move ahead towards incorporeal stage, we need to remember one thing. What are the practical benefits of this incorporeal stage or bodiless stage?
Painful feeling nahi hogi, peeda nahi hogi.
If you become sick in the body, then you will not experience that pain. You have that pain, but you are not experiencing that. You will be in good feeling.
Most important.
Secondly, more important is, many remember the past a lot, and that really troubles them. You will be able to forget all the past. Thirdly, you will become, you will be focusing on the present, and you will not be influenced by the thoughts of others. Fourthly, we will become powerful, we will continue to become powerful, we will continue to become pure, and a very powerful aura will be created around us. Effect of the Kali Yuga world will not be on us. It will not affect us. Wandering souls will not come near us. Our vibrations will liberate them as well. We have to do this. Purity will increase. This will be a very big benefit. Even while staying in the impure world, our thought will be pure, our dream will be pure, our activities and words will become pure. Along with experiencing bodiless stage, when we look at others as being souls, there will be a lot of benefit. We will practice this for next 10 days and you will continue for the life. Gyan Suranivasis practice this, but you will make this firm in the intellect that I am a soul and others are also souls. Whilst experiencing bodiless stage and give knowledge to others while looking at others as souls, then they will be really inspired through your words, by your words. 3 months ago in Sakar Murli, in blessings Baba had told, while stabilizing in the conscious of being the master son and give drishti towards others, then their criminal drishti will be destroyed. By practicing bodiless stage, there are big benefits, huge benefits. This is a easy method to become a yogi. So let me speak about few practices. Every day you can take one every day, or you can take all of them every day. You can choose what you want to do. Visualize the soul in the middle of your brain, and there will be a glow on your face.
master Jan Surya hoon.
I am master son of knowledge.
Bulb hote hain. Ek 0 watt ka bhi bulb hai.
There is a 0 watt bulb.
Roshni 0 watt ke bulb jaisi reh gayi hai. इधर तक ही रहती है थोड़ी सी बल्ब.
0 watt bulb will have less brightness. Some will have 10 watts, 15 volt, some will 60 volts. But we, the Baba's children, how many watts bulb do we have?
समझो millions watt.
Millions watt.
बहुत सूक्ष्म point, but most energetic.
Soul is so subtle, but it is very energetic. Powerful vibrations are being radiated through all over, up, down, on the sides. Powerful rays are being spread. Then you will experience powerful feeling of purity. And experience that on the
base,
because of these rays, even my body has vanished. You can start this practice from 10 seconds and then you can continue to increase the time. You can start with the thought, just like I am supremely pure soul, and the rays of purity are being spread. Experience that for 10 seconds and then visualize Shiv Baba as the ocean of purity. And the rays of purity of Shiv Baba is being spread throughout the world for 10 seconds. Experience the visualization for 10 minutes. Do this drill for 10 minutes.
Next practice.
I, the soul. I move up above. Look at yourself as a third person. The soul is flying and going up above. I am that soul. I reached Paramdham. I reached Shiv Baba.
Touch
Shiv Baba.
Shanti Dham ki shanti ko feel kiya.
Feel the peace of the land of peace, Paramdham, and then start to come back and sit in the middle of your forehead. You will have beautiful experience and the yoga will be very easy. Next practice. We have listened in Baba's Murli many times and we have to experience this deeply. As soon as you wake up in the morning, create a thought. I, the soul, has incarnated in this body. I have entered this body. I do my work and then go to Paramdham. Leave this body, renounce this body and go to Paramdham. You will have divine feeling. You will have the feeling of detachment from the body. Next practice.
अपने 84 जन्मों की एक बड़ी सी माला बना दो जैसे ये बड़ा होल है ना.
क्रिएट अ गार्लैंड ऑफ 84 बर्ड्स.
राइट साइड से देखो पहला देव स्वरूप 21 देवता स्वरूप.
यू सी द 20 बर्ड्स ऑफ डेटी फॉर्म्स एंड देन 63 बर्ड्स
करते हुए वापस आएगी
ऑफ कॉर्पोरेशन एंड आयरन एज. Practice this now of having 84 births.
तो हम बात कर रहे थे, बहुत ही सुंदर तरीका है ये, अपने 84 शरीरों की
विजुलाइज,
एक बड़ी सी एक एक डिवाइन
योर 84 बर्थ, द बॉडी ऑफ 84 बर्थ,
कभी फीमेल, कभी बड़े, कभी यंग, कभी छोटे बच्चे,
फीमेल फॉर्म, समटाइम मेल फॉर्म, और सम यंग एज, सम बर्थ इन द ओल्ड एज.
इट्स
अ ब्यूटिफुल फीलिंग. आई द सोल लीव एंड गो टू द फर्स्ट बॉडी.
कुछ देर वहां ठहरने के बाद,
आफ्टर स्टेइंग देयर फॉर सम टाइम, देन आई गो टू द नेक्स्ट बॉडी. See the sparkling star in the forehead and go to the third, fourth birth, fifth birth, and after crossing all the 83 births, I come back here. Then you will experience the detachment of this body. When we create this beautiful thought in the mind, and at that time all the other thoughts will become peaceful. Those who are not able to create beautiful thought in their mind, then they will have the force of waste thoughts. Learn to create beautiful thoughts in the mind. You have the power. If we don't create, then the mind will create many other things which are waste. Practice that I am an angel. This is also the practice of being soul conscious. I am an angel.
मन के द्वारा जो संकल्प करती है, उस संकल्पों की एनर्जी, उस संकल्पों के वाइब्रेशन.
When the soul creates the thought while sitting in the middle of the forehead, the energy of the soul will, energy of the thought will spread in the whole body. And that is called as subtle body. The soul has two bodies. One is physical body and another is the body of light. When the soul leaves the body, it goes out of the body along with the subtle body, and it will enter the womb along with the subtle body. I am an angel.
I
am a lighthouse, might house. I am an angel. I am spreading the vibrations from each of my organs.
बहुत पावरफुल प्रैक्टिस सोल कॉन्शियस होने की.
दिस इज अ वेरी पावरफुल प्रैक्टिस.
बाबा के ये महावाक्य आप सबको याद रहें.
रिमेम्बर दिस बाबा'स वर्जन.
यज्ञ की
व्हेन द यज्ञ स्टार्टेड, देन द नॉलेज स्टार्टेड विथ वन थॉट, हु एम आई, एंड इट विल ऑल्सो एंड विथ वन थॉट, हु एम आई.
मैं एक आत्मा हूँ. और
बिगनिंग इट बिगैन विद द थॉट, आई एम अ सोल, एंड इट विल एंड, व्हाट टाइप ऑफ सोल एम आई.
डे बाय डे हम ये जानते जा रहे हैं.
वी हैव बीन अंडरस्टैंडिंग दिस डे बाय डे, व्हाट टाइप ऑफ सोल एम आई. Accept this completely. Baba knows us better than us. When in Sakar Murli and in Avyakt Murli, Baba said many things. Baba is speaking from upper above. Children,
तुम भी अपने को उतनी ही ऊंची नजर से.
लुक एट योर सेल्फ विद द सेम एलिवेटेड विजन एज आई लुक एट यू.
क्या सोचता होगा
व्हेन बाबा इज सिटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑन द स्टेज, व्हाट मस्ट ही बी थिंकिंग अबाउट अस.
ये संसार में
दे आर द ग्रेटेस्ट सोल्स, दे आर द एलिवेटेड सोल्स. they are the light to the world.
Ye master sarvashaktivan baithe hain.
They are the master almighty authorities. They are the purest souls of the world who are sitting in front. They are the elevated actors of this world. They are the ancestor souls. These are the people who have been worshipped in the temples. He looks at us with these visions. Look at yourself also with this vision. This is self-esteem. Accept each and every point that Baba has told us. Baba said, you are a great soul. Accept that I am an elevated soul, I am a great soul. Baba has given us the title, I am Master Almighty, you are Master Almighty Authority. So accept that I am very powerful, I am powerful than Maya. I have become victorious over this Maya, every kalpa. And your self-esteem will increase and your stage also will increase. Then you will not have to struggle to make efforts. You will become the embodiment of all these things. And your efforts will become easy and it will move ahead with fast speed. I have to become perfect before I go. I have to take everything from Baba before I go. Have that enthusiasm. Baba has come to give me everything. I have to take everything from him. I have to fill everything in my intellect. So I have to clean my intellect. This point is for everyone. I will give you 5 points to practice. Practice these 5 points in these 10 days. First one, I am an elevated soul. And Bap Dada, Baba is with me along with his 1,000 arms. Visualize this either in the subtle regions or invite Bap Dada into this world. He has spread his 1,000 arms on my head. And listen to his voice. Child, you are not alone. I am with you along with my 1,000 arms. Experience this 25 times in a day. In every hour, you can experience this for 3 times or 4 times or 5 times. If you practice this for 5 times, then you will experience deep bliss. Second practice, I am Master Almighty Authority. I am Might House. And see that the red rays are radiating from each of my organs of the body. And Almighty Authority is just above my head and His a canopy above me. Almighty Authority is the canopy above me. And I'm safe under this canopy. Maya cannot see me. Wandering souls will run away from me. Third practice. I, the soul, I leave my body and go up above to Paramdham and experience deep silence. Paramdham is also called a sweet silence home. The silence is very sweet. There is also dead silence. when somebody leaves the body, that is called as dead silence. When I become bodiless, I will have deep silence. I stabilize my intellect in Paramdham, and that is called as sweet silence feeling. The mind becomes is filled with bliss. From Paramdham, I come down and enter the body. Fourth practice. These are different forms of doing yoga. You can practice this even tomorrow morning. I am Master, Son of Knowledge. Avik Dada has spoke powerful murlis on this point. The vibrations will be created from radiated from each organ of your body, and from this these powerful vibrations, all the germs of Maya of the world would be destroyed. I am radiating these radiations of the Son of Knowledge. This is my main task. All other tasks are just for namesake. You can visualize Shiv Baba, who is the Son of Knowledge, just 3 or 4 feet above me, and he and the rays of Son of Knowledge is coming on my face. This is powerful yoga. This is also powerful or Jwala volcanic meditation. The next practice, you can practice this just the day before of Baba. No one is as fortunate as me, because God Himself is coming to meet me. You create this thought as soon as you wake up. No one is as fortunate as me. God Himself is coming to meet me. See up above. Almighty Authority, the Son of Knowledge, the Ocean of Love, is coming down gradually, and He is in front of me. And you start that meeting. Sometimes Shiv Baba comes into Brahma Baba's body in subtle regions, and then come in front of me and giving me drishti, and his hand of blessing is on me, and the powerful vibrations from Baba's hands are being radiated into my body. And the next practice, I am an angel of purity. And the ocean of purity, Shiv Baba is in Paramdham, and his rays of purity is coming on me, just like it is like the rain of golden rays. Sometimes golden rays, sometimes white rays are coming on me. There are many other practices. We have to visualize the soul in order to become soul conscious and experience bodiless stage. Until you are here in Madhuban, your yoga chart of yoga should be more than 4 hours. While listening to the class, practice that I, the soul, is listening to these through these ears, and the one who is speaking is also a soul. While sometimes you are eating, and Baba has come in front of you. While you are roaming around in the campus, practices, I am lighthouse, might house, so create such beautiful planning for 10 days and your chart, so that your chart will, should be at least 4 to 6 hours a day. Then you can have you will have 10 practices. Then when you practice this in the morning, then you will not get sleep, and then you can become full, and before going you will become full, the soul will become full and complete. Now we will sit in the feeling. I am Master Almighty Authority. And the rays of Almighty Authority is coming down on me from Paramdham.
Tum jaisa aur koi nahi, tum jaisa और कोई नहीं भाग्यवान चमक रहा है भाग्य सितारा चमक रहा है भाग्य सितारा नील गगन आसमान तुम जैसा और कोई नहीं तुम जैसा और कोई